Yeah, we're sitting down.
We're trying a new sit.
Yeah, Pete, you have a problem with us sitting down, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're pandering to people who aren't here.
We're not pandering to anybody.
We're not pandering.
Addressing the live audience, they came out.
Yeah, hey, guys. Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good.
They're all here. We can see their beautiful faces.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, you guys are gorgeous.
We're holding up. No, I'm blinded by your brilliance.
Nice.
So, Justin, this is a little bit of business from last week.
Oh, right.
Yeah, a little bit of business from last week. You wanted to give me shit about something and you forgot to.
You know, there's so many things I want to give you shit about on any given day.
Sure.
That I forgot to give you shit that we interviewed Stan Lee and you weren't there. And that's been a lifelong dream of yours.
Yeah.
You can find it online if you want to check it out. It's just Pete and I. And underneath there are a bunch of comments of me being like, in your face, Alex, under a bunch of different ideas.
I edited together a clip of you guys interviewing, and then I put a video clip of me next to you going.
That's much sadder. I guess I don't need to give you shit. I guess I don't need to give you shit. You gave yourself shit.
No, I self-shat.
Yeah, congratulations.
Self-shat. There you go. Guys, I'm very excited about the guests that we have on the show tonight.
You should be.
One of them, I am very excited.
You should be.
One of them is the host of Cave Comedy Radio. The other is the commissioner of the International Quidditch Association. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Kissel and Alex Benepin. Yay! Guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're very excited to have you here.
Thanks for having us, Alex.
That's what I was waiting for. Yeah. If we had to pause for an hour to wait for that, I was going to pause for an hour. So thanks for throwing that in, man. I really appreciate it. Alex, first of all, good name.
Likewise.
That concludes the interview portion of the show.
Let's move on to talk about comics. Let's talk about Quidditch. So how did this become a real sport?
Lots of drugs.
Fans or Quidditch fans.
Yeah. Yeah. You're referring, of course, to butter beer and chocolate frogs.
Of course.
Wow.
Yeah. No? If that's what you want to call it these days. Yeah, exactly. You know.
Yeah. How did it start? How did the decision come about to say, hey, we're going to take this fictional sport and turn it into real life?
Okay. Well, obviously, it started with a woman called J.K. Rowling, who wrote the book first. Oh. I don't know if you heard of her. Then... My friend Xander and I, we were freshmen who lived on the same hall in Battelle at Middlebury College. And Xander and I and a bunch of friends, every Sunday afternoon, we would play bocce. Mm-hmm. And then,
bocce.
Very casual sport.
Bocce not nearly as successful as Quidditch, apparently.
Yeah. Not as magical.
Yeah, there's just a couple less popular novels about bocce.
That's a good point.
Just a few.
No, a lot of old Italian men are writing bocce novels.
bocce. Yeah. That would have been a whole different
series.
What is magic about bocce? They go to a magic train. Yeah, just like the other one. Sort of. It's an old Italian man.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wait, your friend is named Xander, your name Alex?
Yeah. Yes!
Yeah.
Right? They're the same dude.
One day we're going to open a male clothing store, Alexander, with two X's in the middle.
Oh, sexy. It's very sexy. It's very sexy. I don't
get it. If there's two X's in there.
So anyway, one day we decided...
Their clothes are all double X size. Very fat people. He's our house heckler. We invite him.
Man, occupy your store 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Carry on.
Just so you know, this story is going to take 3 hours. So take your time.
That's okay. We can split it into 7 books. And when we make a movie of the 7th book, we can split it into 2 pieces.
Oh!
Somewhere, J.K. Rowling's ears are crying.
Whoa, that's bleeding. I mean, bleeding.
Same thing in my book.
That's a nice way of saying it. Does your baby cry blood tears?
We'll talk about that later, Dr. Tyler. So, you were opening a clothing store, I think.
So one day we decided we'd switch from playing the sport of 90-year-old Italian men to the sport of young wizards. And I was very skeptical because I loved bocce. I could barely remember how the game worked in the books. And I was like, oh, this is not going to work. This is like, how do you play without flying? So
Your first hurdle is the lack of flying, right? that's the real magic.
Yeah, that's a pretty tough one. So Xander decided we'd run around on the field holding brooms between our legs.
And hope you flew and were like, come on, today's the day.
This was in college?
Yeah.
So what was the ladies' scene like? I mean, I was morbidly obese and a drunk. Yeah, I had a difficult time. A shade better than running around the broomstick between your legs.
What? No, clearly.
Clearly, he got laid more than I did.
He's getting wood.
That's a good point.
Oh, jeez. You're not going to heckle him?
So you're in college.
Yeah.
What's the story about? Clothing store.
All right, so there's the broomstick. Then there's the snitch. The snitch in the books is this little golden ball with wings. We replaced him with a really fast cross-country runner who was also a wrestler in high school. And in the real-life version of the sport, the snitch doesn't have to stay on the field. They can run anywhere around campus. They can climb trees. They can steal a bicycle, climb on the roof of a building. And the seekers have to chase him. And they're slowed down, A, by the fact they're running with a broomstick between their legs. B, how you catch the snitch is he has like a flag hanging out the back of his shorts, kind of like flag football. But you're not allowed to touch him otherwise. He can do anything he wants to you. So when the seekers get close, the snitch will like throw them on the ground or trip them or slap them or like pull their headband over their eyes or whatever. It's a physical sport. And it's a co-ed sport too. Co-ed, full contact.
Oh, full contact. I get you. We used to play a version of that except we called him the asshole. And we would just chase him around. And
it just some asshole you chased around?
Yeah. He was a real jerk.
Cool. So the sports really actually developed. I mean, it went from, I think it sounds like something kind of that you were joking around about in college to how many people you're expecting at the World Cup coming up?
Last year we had 46 colleges, over 750 players, and somewhere around 10,000 spectators. And we had four fields running. This year we have 100 colleges. With probably the same number of spectators, and we have 9 fields running Quidditch at the same time.
Wow.
And
please go ahead.
The NCAA is thinking about making this a legit sport.
It's legit.
There's one girl at the University of Maryland team who got this rumor started that it was going to be an NCAA sport because she really wants it to be. Yeah. And the media just like attached to it last year. And we just had stories everywhere, just like Quidditch, the next NCAA sport, and all these people calling us. I would rather just keep it our own league, stay independent.
Okay, so you don't want the
NCAA?
Can't get as high when they're around, the NCAA. At least
No comment.
When I started my basketball league back in the day.
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
Nope, no one gets the reference. Old reference. Old reference.
How's Jenny McCarthy doing, by the way?
She can still clean that chrome knob right off.
It was squeak in basketball, right? And the sport's got snitch. It all seems to work out.
Yeah, I think so. Same sport.
What would be the best? I mean, that's the thing. If it was the NCAA, like, would they get Corvettes or free cars or anything else? What a scandal would look like. It would be very tame in comparison to the football players.
They didn't get an actual flying broom. Yeah. It's the real prize there.
Somebody gave him a hustler from 1984. Yeah. Giggling over it.
Now, has J.K. Rowling ever come out to a game?
No, we've tried to get her to come. I think she still thinks we're kind of insane.
Oh, yeah?
We've sent a lot of
You should beat on her door until she comes out.
That'll just go do like a hunger strike in front of her house.
Occupy J.K. Rowling Street.
If possible. It's rolling.
Rolling.
Well, gee, I don't know.
Stop being nerds.
Yeah. For a second. For just 1 second.
Just for a
second. Never stop.
So when is the World Cup happening?
World Cup is coming up in about 3 weeks, November 12 and 13. At Randall's Island, so you might have to take a broom to fly there, or if you're first year, you can get there in a rowboat. Harry Potter illusion. Anyone?
Yeah, no, no,
we're with you.
Yeah, we're not laughing because it's true. great. All right. Well, good. Well, thank you for coming on the show. Definitely check that out. And guys.
What up, Ben?
Ben's just here to hang out.
I'm just here. Everyone knows me already.
Yeah.
You're one of the family if we don't interview you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could ask you. You were talking about you saw a couple of movies recently.
Oh, my goodness. I saw Paranormal Activity 3 was the first one. Not as good as number 2. It's all right. The ending is worse. But I would say the best movie I've seen in a long time, The Skin That I Live In, with Antonio Banderas. He is a dreamboat.
That's the one where he's a little animated cat, right?
He's a little animated cat. He likes larger women with large breasts. I think that's Fritz. I think I'm talking about Fritz the cat. But no, The Skin That I Live In is a fantastic movie. Check it out. I don't want to give it away. Let's just say a vasectomy? A vaginoplasty is involved. So, it is hot.
Sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun. I mean, not for the victim of the vaginoplasty, but for...
Victim.
Yeah,
I don't want to give it away, but here's exactly what the plot is.
Nonetheless, imagine he'll probably be playing Quidditch in the next tournament now that he has no longer a penis to impede the broom that goes between his legs. So, I mean, that
is that
really,
is that a problem for Quidditch?
Is there a ball twang that ever occurs?
If it happens, the players don't talk about it. I haven't.
It's really, the secret. It's the secret pain.
So this is like it's like the steroid era of baseball.
The bigger concern with brooms actually,
and this is why stop and clean up the field.
No, we use we use these brooms made by this company called Ollivans. They're like custom made, all handmade, really durable, lighter, shorter. But when we first started, we were using household brooms, and the problem was because it's a full contact sport, every now and then someone would collide, the broom would snap in half, and someone would get shanked by the jagged edge of the broom.
That would number my Quidditch day.
That's not happening down there. It's more like someone got like stabbed and had
It went all right into the ribs.
Somewhere around there. That didn't happen at my school, but I saw a picture online from another school.
And what about the shape? Is there a lot of shaping that goes on?
Shaping?
He just said that people get impaled. Are you worried about shaving?
Well, I mean, shaping seems like a more common thing. The impaling seems like rare. Is there a lot of shaping? Do you guys wear special pads down there?
Well, there used to be, but then we got a broom cover because the bristles from the broom would cause the
I just love that this is all through trial and error.
It's a whole new market. It's a whole new thing.
Yeah.
It's a new business.
Do you see, do you think Quidditch could become a totally legit sport that people play all over the world, professional Quidditch leagues, sometime down the road?
I mean, we have teams all over the world already. We have a team coming from Finland to the World Cup. Team possibly coming from the UK as well. 4 Canadian teams, and then the rest are all from the United States. But you know, it's the World Cup. We're working on it. It's a little bit more international than the World Series.
Is there? Excuse me. This may be insulting. Is there a correlation between like a dip in ultimate frisbee players and a knee brace? Like, is there maybe a similar?
If I worked for the UPA, I would be a little concerned.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
All right, there we go, guys. We're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the stack. This week from the comic books. I say that weird. I don't know. I've never said that before. Yeah. So let's just move on and do our picks. Let's do Pete's pick first, which is Batman. Batman number 2. Pete, you want to talk about this a little bit?
All I can say is that Scott Snyder is knocking this out of the park.
Yes.
This is one of his favorite characters, and he's doing an amazing job.
Yes.
The art, the writing, this is amazing Batman right now. This is just... fantastic. If you love Batman, you're just so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're all
Justin,
loving
what do you think about this?
I like this a lot, too. It's very clear that he's picking up. This seems like the next natural step from his run on Detective Comics. Yes. A lot of history at Gotham City here. Sort of a really great villains. I'm excited about all the relationships going on in the book. And the art by Greg Capullo is very good. It's so suited to Batman. It's great.
Yeah, this book is awesome. I mean, I'm not necessarily going to repeat everything you guys said.
Word for word.
All right, here we go. No, don't remember anything.
Knocked it out of the park.
Knocked it out of the park, kicked the pants.
Yeah, kicked the pants.
Art's great. You know, I said this with the last issue. If you're looking for something that actually is kind of an all-ages Batman title, this counts. There's not really a lot of violence in here. You know, there's some fighting, but it's fun.
Stabbing.
Action. It's nothing that you wouldn't see on Batman the Animated Series, and I think for fans of that, what?
They open a body up and are like, look at this fucking body.
Yeah. And then they eat his guts.
Well, they do open it up, and it's like, here's a problem.
I edited together a version of Batman the Animated Series where it's me opening up a body and a video next to it.
That's a lot of time. You have a lot of time on your hands.
I got a lot of free time. Yeah, this is a great series. Have you guys checked out Batman at all?
I have not checked this one out. I'm still reading that Lock and Key because Alex Zelbin is the star.
Yes. Yeah, the star. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. You keep reading it? Is that you keep rereading
it? I continue to reread that one page where he's on, so, and that's why I think he's the star.
Thank you.
I can't get past him.
Yeah, I'm not going to disavow you of that notion. Definitely true. Batman number 2, great. Definitely pick up the series even if you don't know anything about Batman, which you definitely do. Let's move on to Justin's pick, which is Catwoman.
Yes.
Number 2.
I know why.
What?
Because he likes to masturbate.
Yeah. Big masturbator. I will never say that I don't like to masturbate.
Big masturbator.
But this book is a great comic book. No, this is very good. This got the first issue got a lot of shit because it was too sexy, too steamy. A lot of sex. This continues that, but even beyond that, the art is great. Guillaume March is, the art is fantastic. It's beautiful. The characters are beautiful looking. The women are beautiful. Oh God. No, and then
you're
the action.
You're starting to sound a little Italian again.
Yeah. So. That's what I say. I'm yes. being Italian
women,
in here.
The women
come in the door, Mom. I'm being Italian in here. No, but and then the Catwoman. There's a great reveal in here. It's a very horrifying. It's a great comic, even beyond all the hype. That's
Deep
why
I thoughts?
Picked it.
I don't know. I can't get past the sex to enjoy the.
Sex enhances it, Pete.
No,
just
like
life.
I hear you. I hear you.
Do you?
Yes.
How often have you been masturbating? I feel like you've been dipping. Your numbers are down.
Yeah, we have a shared Google Doc where we all check in. And I have to say, Pete has been dipping.
I never check out.
Oh, man.
We gotta get your girlfriend.
Oh, man. So,
you guys are married.
Yeah, so, I can't even. All right, so, yeah, I mean, yeah, I just feel that, like, this is a good story, but I'm so distracted by all the sex, I feel like it's, I'm not going to finish that sentence.
No, you should go to a strip club.
I'm curious to hear from you guys. What do you think? Too much sex in a comic book? Not enough.
Like, just about the right amount of sex.
Yeah.
However, I would say the note, why did they make her look like a star from, like, the 1980s now? It looks like she has a very bizarre nose job, doesn't it?
She looks like Andy McDowell, you mean?
No, what's that? I was trying to think. That one gal, she was very saucy back in the day.
Paula Poundstone,
that's it.
No.
She looks like Paula Poundstone.
Mad. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's a terrible mother, you can tell.
Saucy, and then you say Paula Poundstone.
She's bad at her kids.
Yeah, but what I love about this comic is...
Morgan Fairchild.
Okay.
That's
all right. She does look like Morgan Fairchild.
She has the nose of Morgan Fairchild, which is not the nose that Morgan Fairchild was born with.
Yeah. Definitely not.
That's a big
Alex,
spoiler for
love,
our audience.
What do you love about this comic?
Batman doesn't take off his costume when he has sex with Catwoman.
Yeah.
Yes.
She also doesn't take off her clothes when they have sex.
She takes off enough.
Yeah, she takes off a lot.
Maybe they're just dry humping.
Yeah. Alex, why would you hope that was true? You were like, maybe they're just dry humping.
Completely misunderstood what rubber means. Am I right? Wear a rubber. Misunderstood what it meant. So how are you? Greatest joke of the night. Wear a rubber. Maybe they misunderstood, huh?
Anyway, so did you like this?
All right. Yeah, I'm all right with it. I mean,
your libido is clearly shot.
I agree with you. The art's great. You know, if, like I said with the last issue, same sort of thing, where if you're going to get somebody to draw sexy women, get Guillaume March to draw sexy women.
Yes.
Great job, but it just feels very immature to me. That's my big problem. I don't have as big of a problem with Judd Winnick as a lot of other people do, but I feel like this seems like,
really, I find the Judd Winnick stuff to be much more like, look at that, imagine that. And this is just like, they're having sex.
You, oh, okay, all right.
Because the way he dressed...
You have a bigger problem with imagination than just...
No, the whole Starfire issue, if you guys read the whole Outlaws thing, was like, that was much more like... Like a child's look at what sex is, like with her like spinning her hair around. It was like a Victoria's Secret.
I'm not trying to be crude, but it plays out a lot like a bar fight. Bodies get hurled around.
What kid would say sex plays out like a bar fight?
Things get broken. Some pretty filthy languages.
When you read it like that, that's not how it happens in my brain.
Jesus, some
very misplaced anger.
I just look at the picture.
And tomorrow, there's definitely going to be...
All right, you know what? You're killing the whole thing for me, so let's just put it away.
Or it's making it hotter.
Oh, yeah. Pete, check into the spreadsheet. All right, let's move on with my pick, which was Xenoholics, number one from Image Comics. I think it's a really fun comic, really enjoyable. It's basically about a support group for people who have been kidnapped by aliens too much or want to be kidnapped by aliens.
Wants is too much.
They go back to the same people.
Yeah. So I think this is really cool. It's a fun book. It's good characters, well written. There's some fun surprises throughout, and it builds rapidly towards the end, where the idea of the comic even changes halfway through, which I think is really cool. Yep. What did you guys think about this?
I liked it. I found the panels to be a little disjointed, like it was sort of a disjointed story. But all in all, I thought it was a good book.
I thought the writing was really solid. You think you're getting into this one world, and then it does a fun little twist to keep you very interested. So,
yeah,
it's well done.
Any thoughts on this, guys? Have you had a chance to take a look?
It looks cool. I'm surprised that you think it's good that the story sort of changes in the middle. Obviously, I haven't read it, but that just seems like maybe. Do you think that it was because they didn't have a clear vision of how to end it, or
I think it actually plays out kind of like a nice TV pilot where you think it's going one way. It spends a little time setting up the characters, and then once everything is set up, it kind of blows out the concept in a big way. And
like Pan Am.
Yeah, like Pan Am, where you think it's about planes, but then it keeps being about planes.
Yeah.
Pan Am's really good.
No, Pan Am is still airing and still
going. Pan Am, still on television.
Pan Am, still on television.
The Playboy one got canceled.
All right, and that's it for the stack. Guys, we're going to move on to the next section, which is my favorite section, because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions. And for that, we're going to bring out Booth Man. He's going to get uncomfortably close.
Get up in there, man.
Jeez. Hey, guys.
Hi.
A lot of Harry Potter questions.
Good.
Ooh, what?
Yeah.
You know, we were making fun earlier, but I'm actually a Harry Potter fan.
Yeah?
Except for how to pronounce her name. Huh?
Her name?
J.K. I mispronounced J.K. Rowling's name.
Because Harry Potter's a guy.
I get it.
I've seen the movies. He's not really.
Yeah, the girl, Emma Watson, Hermione.
Yeah, he does have that long hair in one of those.
Okay.
Which superhero is best suited to defeat Voldemort?
To beat Voldemort?
Defeat. It's the same thing.
Any takes on that, you guys? I'm curious to hear from you, Alex.
I'm curious to hear from Beth. Interesting.
Oh, God. Water's down.
Oh, no.
Once a show, everybody.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like it's a tough question, you know? I don't even know what to do.
I mean, reason that Harry can beat Voldemort is because Voldemort put a piece of himself into Harry, so that's how he sort of gets
it. I feel like...
Damn, you just spoiled the book! I haven't read that yet!
That happened in, like, first...
So we just have to find somebody else that Voldemort put a piece of himself in.
So it has to be a superhero who's willing to kill a young boy.
Yeah.
In other words, to destroy Harry Potter.
Right.
Maybe someone who's good at locating things because the Horcruxes are all hidden. Maybe Nightcrawler, because he can talk.
Nice!
And he has a swashbuckling spirit, just like Harry Potter.
And I think he could kill a young boy, too.
Okay, that seems less like
a superhero.
He's kind of, he's kind of a priest, but, he'd probably do that.
Yeah.
You guys?
He's a witch.
Doctor Strange, I guess.
I feel like anybody could.
Anybody? How dare you?
Cypher?
Explain yourself.
Yeah, even Cypher could.
I don't think that Batman could kill a young boy. He just would see himself in the young child. You know, so I don't think that's possible for him. He would, he would probably just bring him into his fucked up, twisted existence. Much worse than death if you don't want to be Robin and you're forced
to be
Robin.
So you're saying Batman is sort of the Voldemort and Robin is the Harry Potter in a lot of ways.
No, Batman's Harry Potter because his the parents dying when you're young.
Then who's the Voldemort?
Yeah, and Alfred is kind of like his Hermione. Churchill.
Do you want to fuck Alfred as well?
Oh, no.
since she was little.
All right, can we get another question?
Yeah, raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. Let's get the next question.
Okay. What Hogwarts houses would all the big superheroes be in? Or, if you prefer, name one who would be in each house. Unless you guys want to go through every single superhero.
I could do it.
Start with C. And then come back around to A.
Oh, good, yeah. I can really handle the C guys.
So, what's the idea? What superheroes would be
in the different houses?
Give me an example for all.
Yeah. Sure. Any thoughts, anybody? I mean, Superman is probably in Gryffindor, right?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, so obvious.
Yeah.
Think, what do you think? Beast is a Hufflepuff?
Yes.
Probably. Sounds like you're right.
I think more Ravenclaw for Beast.
You think?
Yeah.
He's intelligence. Brain. Yeah.
What about Wolverine?
Slytherin.
You think?
Go come on, someone has to be Slytherin.
Ravenclaw?
Huh? Batman?
Ravenclaw.
Huh?
I don't like these merging of worlds.
It's not like the... I know. Yeah. Well, my head hurts.
Batman is definitely Ravenclaw as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do we have a Slytherin other than villains? How about a hero?
Yeah.
Who's a Slytherin?
Spawn?
Punisher?
Yeah.
Punisher wouldn't be allowed in.
Yeah. So who's in Hufflepuff?
Dupe.
Man, they are gonna lose.
they always do.
Spider-Man?
Really?
Yeah.
Not Gryffindor?
No, I'd put him in Hufflepuff.
He's a softie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Hey, you're a really good sorting hat. raise your hand if you ask that. You're gonna get some free comics. Let's get the next question.
I think this question is for you three, but individually.
Okay.
Of your two co-hosts and Boothman, which one would you draft to your Quidditch team?
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I draft Pete.
Why?
Fuck you.
Because he could be, what is it, Bludger?
Beater.
Yep.
No, you only read the British version. So
yeah, Bludger.
Yeah.
I did. I read Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Friends, you're on my Quidditch team.
No, you already chose Pete.
Yeah. Who would you choose?
What are you kidding me? You get to run around the club, you're not going to choose me?
Yeah, I'd choose him too.
I don't know. You get out of breath really quickly.
You'd also probably get drunk and break your foot.
Yeah.
Boothman, I want you to choose too.
Yeah, you choose.
I don't know, because all three of you have such skills.
Good. That's good.
Thank you.
We're not your bosses.
No, I choose Pete. I choose
why? Because the beating thing?
Yeah, the beating
Justin,
thing.
Who would you choose?
I'd just rather play by myself.
You do that.
And Pete, what about you?
No,
I choose Boothman.
Why?
Oh, wow.
Because it would be fun playing with him.
Yeah!
It would be fun. That's the spirit of the game.
Pete Boothman. 2012 for Quidditch. Can we join
is
the
is that an election?
Just two of us?
Yeah. Well, really, it's you're choosing who you want to get high with, right? And then I would choose Ben.
I would choose Ben, too. Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, I would choose audience. Alex Zelbin from my favorite comic book, Lock and Key. Yeah. Check it out.
Man.
All right, raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. All Do we right. have any more prize bags?
There's one more, right, Pete?
Yeah, one more.
One more? Okay, let's get the next question.
Awesome.
All right, in the future, what improvements will be made to lavatories?
Bathrooms?
Yes.
More Quidditch.
More Quidditch?
More Quidditch.
Pandering.
Just what improvements are going to be made to bathrooms?
Yeah.
To lavatories.
I got this great idea, guys. Hear me out.
Okay. So, have you had this idea for a while?
Yes, I have.
This is a fun one for you to really jump on.
Yeah, why don't you feel
in all bathrooms,
I just want to interrupt. We actually have improved from holes in the ground, just so you know, but go ahead with whatever technology you want.
I think Pete asked this question.
I feel like he's going to whip out a brand new, like, super plunger or something.
So it's waterfall noises all the time. Just running water. So it's, A, there's isn't that awkward, like, talking because there's beautiful waterfall play.
Talking?
That happens.
You should
you ever
talk.
Gone, you ever gone to the bathroom next
it's
to Pete?
It's the worst.
Real you chatterbox.
Talk?
Real
there's
chatterbox.
No talking. You
when
talk.
He says awkward talking, he talks about from himself.
Yeah, if you're in a public bathroom, do you speak to the people?
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to worry about talking. You can just listen.
Nobody else is talking.
Not people never, talking.
No, I've never heard
Pete's
people talking.
Come
on.
You're the only one doing that awkward talking.
How about it
I wish there was water running so I wouldn't have to talk to you guys. Shut up! Don't talk!
Brilliant idea!
Because it's sanitary.
It's gonna revolutionize the bathroom industry.
No, it's not.
Get on board now.
Pete, first off, there's not a real bathroom industry that you're
thinking. How about instead of a waterfall, just a recording of voice being, hey, Pete, stop talking. Over and over
that
and over again.
No, that already happens every time he does it.
Everyone spread the rumor that Pete just doesn't shut up in the bathroom.
We don't need to spread a rumor.
He's spreading it himself by doing it all the time.
Bathroom rumor.
Well, I tell you what, I dropped my toothpaste cap down my drain, and I can't get it out.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's the problem.
So
I don't know. I'm sort of just...
Toothpaste coming out of the drain?
No, toothpaste doesn't
maybe
go in the drain.
Maybe they have, like, little fishing poles that you can get...
If that would work, maybe some sort of suction.
Cool.
That's adorable.
Oh, yeah. What would be great in a toilet is real strong suction.
I also took a shower recently.
Yeah, it pulls the shit right on your ass. You don't have to do any work.
How much work do you have to do?
Sometimes it's a lot of work.
Oh, man, I don't need...
This is great. Actually, so you guys know, after this, we have a show called Plumbing Club. So this is a good primer for that. We'll be talking more about that in the next hour or so.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any ideas? Any bathroom?
Still the classic recliner bathroom. I want that soft, cozy, comfy. I want to find a way to sit in on the toilet without having the legs go numb after you're reading a couple of comic books or things of that nature.
You're spending too much time in there. No wonder Pete's talking to you. You're in the bathroom. You're in the bathroom for too long. If your legs go numb, you're in the bathroom too long.
No.
Your legs go numb.
20, 30 minutes?
Are you sure?
What?
No. I'm in and out of the bathroom in 4 minutes every time.
Four minutes.
I swear.
I watch.
You're wasting your time. You're not having a good experience.
You don't know.
There are other rooms in the house to have a nice time in. Yeah. Yeah. I'm in the bathroom.
Bathroom, he bangs on the doors.
We're getting way too excited about that.
All right, I'm just saying.
No, this has been the most raucous debate we've ever had.
You're doing it wrong.
Price of a masturbation.
Yep, 4 minutes.
Oh my god.
That's horrible.
Well, who asked that? That was the worst question we've ever had.
Best question. All right. Funny if one just had like sound effects.
Okay,
like, oh, now that's a shit. Yeah. All right. Hey, nice try.
So we don't have any more prize packs. So for the rest of the questions, we're going to do a lightning round, which means the first answer is always correct. So let's hit it.
Which Quidditch teams are you rooting for in the World Cup?
Wait.
It's the New York. What is it? The New York.
Bad Athletes.
Yeah.
And the
what's the name of the Finnish team?
They are the Vasa Centaurs.
Ooh.
Vasa Centaurs. They would be intimidating. In the Mighty Ducks, the Finnish team, I recall, being very intense. Or at least the Finnish players. Mighty Ducks 2, I know. I was trying to keep it cool for the layman.
Yeah,
in Mighty Ducks 2, in Mighty Ducks 2, they faced off against the whole world. And then Mighty Ducks 3, they faced Varsity. From their private school they went to.
Oh, that seems like a little bit of a downturn.
Yeah. Now you get what I'm talking about.
Okay, so two people asked the same question.
Whoa.
Which is, which Wizard Rock Groups will be at the World Cup, and who is the headline artist at the World Cup?
Okay. Headline artist, we are still not announcing yet, but the Wizard Rock bands, we have like 12 of them lined up right now. I can't even remember all of them off the top of my head, but Harry and the Pirates will definitely be there.
Nice.
Draco and the Malfoys are coming. We've been talking to Diagon Alley, Lauren Fairweather, Justin Finch Fletchley, Snidget, Muggle Mike.
I love Muggle Mike.
Yes, Swish and Flick, thank you.
Is there a wizard themed band that isn't a pun?
Are you
No. I'm in a row.
Listen, we're on thin ice right now. I'm holding in a lot of jokes.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a great lineup.
We will have Team Starkid. Some members of Team Starkid will be there. Joe Moses, who I believe was here tonight, actually, and Brittany Coleman will be doing their potions corner interview style.
Nice. Cool.
Very cool.
Now, do you find, since you have these wizard rock bands, are there a lot of, what's the Time Lord Rock, Troc bands, where they try to get in and they say, hey, let us play?
I've never even heard of this before.
So it doesn't happen then.
Troc bands?
Troc.
Okay.
Time Lord Rock.
Time Lord Rock.
Yeah, what other bands are there?
That's nerdier.
I don't know. I'm familiar with...
There's Chameleon Circuit. There's...
You're into everything.
So wait, real quick.
What's the concept of behind Time Lord Rock?
It's the same thing as Wizarding Rock, but it's about Doctor Who.
So wait, on all the songs these bands, all the songs they make are about... Harry Potter or Wizarding in general, or
yeah, they're all pretty much based off of Harry Potter, so inspired by the books.
Has anyone ever sort of sold out and written like a non-Harry Potter song? I ask that seriously.
I don't, to be honest, I'm not a Wizarding Rock expert. I have people who are like working on that for the event. I know some of their songs. I feel like there's one like Voldemort Set My Pants on Fire as one of their songs. Delivering Humdingers. There
it is. You're great, Bears.
You need to be on our entertainment coordinating committee.
I'm trying to think if I was like real super into something, if I would like
you have that,
comic books. Yeah. Comic books.
No, right. No, but if I would be like, oh, I'm going to listen to this band that's all.
Well, you have that Big Love cover band, right?
Yeah, it's good. No one. No one ever. Yeah, we're called the Fifth Wife. No one really makes this up. It's tough.
Yeah.
Let's get the last question.
I just wonder if J.K. Rowling would have like made the book had she known what she was going to create. You know?
What are you trying?
I just don't know what's happened to the world. I know. I just every time I come on this show, I just realize I know nothing. And you guys are really smart individuals.
Well, there's there's a lot of subcultures out there.
There are so many subcultures these days. Blame it on the Twitter. You know.
Yeah.
Not necessarily true.
I have to say, last year at the World Cup, we had Harry and the Potter's Poem. They're our only Wizard Rock band. So they're spawning like rabbits this year. We have 12 this year. But there's this interesting moment where I was talking to Paul DeGeorge, who's the lead singer of Harry and the Potter's, and he was like, yeah, man, I gotta admit, like, when I heard about Real Life Quidditch, I was like, oh, this sounds kind of weird, like, I don't know if I'm gonna be into it. And
are you serious?
And he was like, I totally loved it, this was amazing, like you guys blew my mind. I was like, you know, I gotta say the same thing about
That's so funny. That's, like, I just couldn't believe you made a big deal out of this one specific, like, novel series, and really, you know, form your life around it. Just blew my mind. Oh, shit. Oh, now I get it.
There's a guy brewing butter beer in his basement who thinks the same thing about both of you guys.
Yeah.
No, thanks. Yeah. Not for me.
Yeah. But Harry and the Potter, they're like the biggest. Harry and the Potters, they're the biggest ones.
Yeah, yeah. They're kind of like the Yankees of Wizard Rock.
I don't know if that analogy holds up, but let's move on.
Yeah. Next question.
Boothman, what is your pick of the week? The audience.
Go ahead, Boothman.
Pete, what was the worst event? Suicidal Wolverine or Frankencastle?
Ooh, good question. Both very disappointing.
Pete, for the audio, if you could sit back and put your hands over.
Okay, yes. All right, sure. Very upsetting. I feel like Frankencastle is the obvious answer because that was the first kind of kick in my nuts, and then after you get kicked in the nuts, you're kind of ready for the second one a little bit, so I feel like...
But you're going to be ready for Quidditch. Yeah.
That was the first kick in your nuts?
Well, not the first, but I mean...
There's been a lot, right?
Yeah, when it comes to that.
Yeah, you got a lot of nuts, and there's a lot of kicking.
Yes, that's true.
You're quite a healing factor on your nice nuts.
You have one weapon to defeat a giant green monster. What you gonna use?
A giant green monster? Yeah. Interesting.
A red gun.
Oh, nice.
That's what they hate.
That's correct.
I would use some well-placed conversation because why fight? If you don't have to.
There you go.
He would eat.
Any more questions?
Last one.
Last question.
Okay. A few weeks ago, Pete told us on YouTube to demand that Justin buy us a drink.
Right.
So, Justin, would you buy me a drink?
Wow. Yes.
Yeah!
All right, there you go. That's it for your audience questions. Thank you, Boothman. That's good questions, everybody. Really good job. And now it's time for our next section, which we like to call the Week in Geek.
Yeah, we do. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, up
through this real quick. First thing to talk about, Walking Dead.
Yeah!
So, last week, I was the only person to watch Walking Dead.
Not this week.
Did you guys get to see it?
Yes. Certainly.
All right. So, it was second episode of the season. Have you guys been watching The Walking Dead?
I haven't gotten to see it yet.
What? You're a big horror fan.
I know. I heard that something happened to the boy.
Yes.
The boy. That happened to the
Something did happen to the boy. To recap for you guys for the first episode, there are some zombies.
Spoilers,
and that's pretty much it.
There are some zombies.
Yeah, it ended with a big spoiler for the end of the first episode. Rick Grimes' son, Carl, got shot. So we're picking up right from that. What did you guys think of this
next episode? Not in like the comics where his whole face is blown off. It's just got shot.
Oh, but this happened.
Remember, he got shot in the beginning.
But I just wanted to be clear. When I first heard that he got shot, I was like, holy shit, they shot his face off already? but it is only
What did you guys think about this episode?
It's a little talky. There's a lot of hugging. And stuff. I want to see more of like the Shane,
Just kick it over. Kick it over.
Shane and the.
Why are we hiding waterfalls?
There's one right here. This is the waterfall.
What is the deal?
Make you feel comfortable.
Yeah. Pete's going to the bathroom right now. No talking.
Oh my god.
Shane, I want to see more of Shane the fat guy, like running through the school.
Shane, that's just because you're like.
You're
just like Jake and the Fat Man.
Yeah, it's true.
You do love Jake.
It's my back door to getting the Jake and the Fat Man series relaunched.
I was really disappointed with how it ended. I thought that was kind of bullshit. So they run to a high school because there's zombies coming at them. Then they close the door and they have the whole entire high school behind them. And they close the door as the zombies are just getting there. And they're just staring at the zombies like, what are we going to do? It's like, run to the back, assholes. Just run to a different door. Like, why is that? Oh, what are we going to do? What the fuck?
Because the door was locked.
Yeah, there's 80 different doors in a high school. There's the roof, the fucking basement. Why is it? Oh shit!
Have you never seen a horror movie?
Yeah.
Also, have you ever been in a building?
Get to the roof or the basement? Is your plan in a horror movie?
No. You don't just.
He would die early on in a horror.
Yeah. No way. I would get a ragtag group and be killing people left and right.
Yeah, you'd be
ragtag. You are the tag of the ragtag group.
So.
You would be the guy. You would definitely be the guy who was bitten by a zombie at the beginning of the movie and has had a horrible fever, but it's like, no, I'm fine.
Yeah,
fine, and then eats everybody. But you're still fine. You're not actually a zombie. You just like to eat people.
So this high school is taking the place of a prison from the book.
No. They're going to get to that later, probably.
I really like
this episode. Actually, I would say this was my favorite episode since the pilot.
Really?
Yeah, I just felt there's been problems with a lot of the episodes, and this was really solid across the board. There was good writing, tense scenes. I was pretty happy with it.
Yeah, I can see that. I just thought it was a little herky-jerky in the action, and it was like, we get it, and like, so much, that's not how I talk, it was so much about the blood, like, we're getting more blood in him. He's giving up too much blood, and it's like, I'm gonna run after him, and he passes out, and there's like, more blood. There's so much blood talk.
I don't know. I don't think it was the best, but I definitely thought it was a good episode. I just felt like that wasn't a cliffhanger.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys heard today, but season 3 has been announced. We're going into season 3 of
Walking Dead. Yeah. So what do you guys want to see going forward into season 3 of The Walking Dead? Any thoughts?
I would like to see the prison. I like the whole prison.
I want the prison to happen really bad.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I love everything about what happened in the prison, and I think it totally makes sense. To fight off the zombie holocaust, stay in the prison. Absolutely, I love the prison.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what I hope they do.
All right, there we go.
I hope they get to that prison quickly and just spend the whole rest of the second season there. That would make sense.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. They are doing, they're at Herschel's farm right now, but there's going to be a break, and then the show's going to come back in February, so it's possible they might wrap up the Herschel's farm thing and then go directly to the prison in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see.
That'd be awesome.
All right, moving on to another bit of TV news that I'm real curious to hear what Pete has to say about. Don't know if you heard about this, Pete, but The Punisher is coming to television.
Yeah! Are you seriously?
Oh, Pete. Oh, God, you didn't let me finish.
Oh, no!
So, here's the deal. The idea of The Punisher show is it's being produced by the guy who produced Criminal Minds. And the concept of the show is that Frankencastle. wait, that was pitching you the idea you didn't like before. But Frankencastle is an upcoming cop, a young cop, who moonlights as the vigilante, the Punisher, at night to take care of crimes that get away from the justice system.
Weird.
Yeah, so what do you think about that, Pete? Looking forward to the Punisher TV show?
Not really. But
we'll give it a chance.
Close. Yeah, it's as close as I'm going to get, I guess.
He's going to shoot people. That's what you want.
Yeah,
he's
want a lot
probably
going
to wear some sort of skull t-shirt.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So now you love it.
I don't love it. I'm skeptical.
What do you guys think about this? Looking forward to the...
As soon as he busts the guy who's injecting the homeless people with the serum that makes them want to go crazy, then this will exactly be like The Flash. That's what I think. It's going to be The Flash all over.
The original Flash TV series?
Yes, which is a big pile of shit. But I love the way he ate his cereal, and yeah. I didn't realize you have to burn off a lot of calories if you want to eat cereal like that.
Really made you think as a kid.
Really got
I actually liked the pilot. It was very good of that show.
Yeah.
Flash. So you think the Punisher is going to be super fast?
Yeah, that's what I think.
I think
they're just going to repurpose that footage and draw a skull in post in his red uniform.
Cool.
No, I don't. I think the Punisher is too badass and he's too violent. And whenever they try to bring something like this it's going to be on like NBC or something.
Fox.
Fox. Then they just can't do it. You can't do it right. That's why horror doesn't survive on network TV. It has to be too much for it. Otherwise, it doesn't exist.
That's what happened with the Lock and Key pilot.
Yeah, apparently that went nowhere. It's too bad.
That's because it was centered around the main character, Alex Zalvin.
Interesting. Alex, you turned it down?
Well, it was just that one page over and over and over again.
It was just a
I thought it was great. I really liked it. I thought it was great.
But you guys are watching American Horror, right?
No.
I have a DVR.
I'm sorry. We're busy watching Terra Nova. Thank you.
American Horror. It did not convert me too much.
What?
That I watched the American Horror, and I just didn't think it was quite up there. I didn't think it was scary enough.
How much ghost rape is there? Because I've been unable to really pit it down.
Just enough.
Just
always just a
smidge.
All right, let's move from TV to movie news. There was kind of a shocking announcement that happened the other day. Turns out that Joss Whedon filmed an entire Shakespeare movie in secret. And is going to be releasing it sometime next year. Yeah, he filmed a Much Ado About Nothing adaptation with an all-star cast involving actors from Buffy, Angel, Firefly, Dollhouse, including a couple of New York comedians. The two guys in Britannic are in it, a couple of L.A. comedians as well. So it's kind of a crazy project. It's supposedly going to go on the festival circuit at some time next year. Are you guys looking forward to this? Are you interested to see this?
Did you say what it was? It's Much Ado About Nothing.
That's my favorite Shakespeare.
Yeah,
there you go. And the thing about it is, in case you don't know, because I know way too much about Joss Whedon, he actually hosts backyard readings. This sounds real creepy when you say it out loud. He hosts backyard readings of Shakespeare with a lot of the actors he uses, so that's what he's pulling on, and that's kind of what he's filming.
Wait, he does that for fun?
Yeah, he does that for fun.
On the weekends?
Yeah, I mean, if you hang out in his bushes long enough, you can.
You've made a lot of good friends in those bushes.
I sure have.
Is
squirrels. What?
Yeah. I'm excited. I think that's awesome. That's a big, that's a tough, I mean, that play is sort of an easier play to do in all of the Shakespeare canon, but that's still hard to do and make it interesting.
How do you film it in private? I mean, what did he?
In his backyard.
Yeah,
he did it in his house.
He filmed it in his home.
In his house over 12 days. It mostly takes place in his kitchen.
Oh, fascinating.
No, that's not true.
It's Much Ado About Muffins. Sorry. He and a bunch of actors make muffins.
Okay, moving on to something Justin's, I'm sure, pretty excited about, being a Goodwill Hunting flan.
I'm a huge flan. I'm a flan. I love flan. It's not bread. It's a Spanish custard. I also love Goodwill Hunting.
Yes, you do. Ben Affleck.
Do we change bodies?
I wish there was some water to drink around here. I hate you, Pete. Pete, thanks for hiding the waters all over the stage except for your own. Ben Affleck is possibly going to be directing The Stand, which is kind of an interesting choice. So what do you think about that?
Wait, this is because I like Good Will Hunting. Doesn't mean I'm a big fan of Ben Affleck's directing.
I mean, my question is, what do you think about Dim Apples?
Yeah, I don't know. What was it? The Town was. I didn't see it. Was supposed to be very good.
That was good.
The Town. The Town had a huge major flaw. The Town's major flaw. It ended with this chick fell in love with him. He put a gun to her face and wanted to rob her, and she was just immediately like, "Over it. It's fine, honey." There is no way that relationship ever existed. I don't care how trashy.
That's how Pete met his wife.
Prisoners, right?
What's that?
You haven't seen women who
correspond with prisoners, like
part. No, but it's not like he was in prison. He wasn't even a serial killer like that fellow who did the home invasion. You know, he's not even up there with that level. He's a peddly bank.
I thought it was a good movie.
I mean, I'm just saying they would have never been together. You don't forgive somebody who's a bank robber. Right.
Did he pretend to kiss her with the gun? Was he like, mwah, mwah, mwah?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of sweet a little bit.
It was sweet, but the love situation.
All right, so you think he's a good choice for the stand?
Stand's a big
The stand
movie.
Is amazing already. It's been done with the graphic novel's incredible, and the movie is already amazing. I don't know if it needs to be remade. But I'll see it because I'm a sucker.
Wasn't that a made-for-TV movie?
Yes.
It was the miniseries.
Yeah. It's one of the
Guys, remember the Langoliers? Man, that was a shitty one.
That was the one with Belky Batonis, wasn't it?
Belky Batonis.
Belky.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be in the stand as well. I'm excited about that. They're going to do it. He's going to do it as Belky Bartakamo.
That's a good smart. Yeah, smart move.
Yeah. All right, moving on. This is another piece of comic news that came out. This is kind of interesting. A rumor that keeps cropping up, but this time it seems like it might actually be true. Watchmen 2 is maybe going to be made. Not the movie, but the comic book. The rumor right now is that DC is working on it. Three linking prequel miniseries plotted by and partially drawn by Darwin Cook. So what do you guys think about that?
Who's writing it?
Nobody knows because it's still rumors, but Darwin Cook.
Darwin Cook's one of the few guys you can get where you're like, okay, I'll give it a try.
Yeah. I mean, when I think about it, at first my gut reaction is, don't do a sequel or prequel to Watchmen, come on. But Silver Age characters by Darwin Cook, why not?
Yeah.
That sounds fine. Yeah. Right?
It's always tough to say. After the things get super successful, a lot of times they want to just shit out something for to make some new money. And prequels just seem to be the way to go about like continuing a story, which is getting mildly annoying to me.
Yeah. And I gotta say, this will push Alan Moore to kill someone.
Yeah.
If this is released, he'll go crazy, right?
I think his beard is going to come alive.
Crazier, yeah.
They're doing prequels with the new thing is a prequel, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like what happened to the first Ice Base, right. Which apparently, if you watch... Exactly. I just rewatched the old thing, and at the end of it, the whole base is burned down, just like the first base, which is also completely burned down. So it's going to be the same movie, but in Norwegian.
I would love a big pull out at the end, and it's like 25 burned out bases. See, don't you see? Let it be a thing.
Oh, is that what somebody's gonna say? Let it be a thing, and then they'll bow like that.
The bow, Shakespearean actors.
Yeah, there you go. Much ado about nothing, and that's it for the week indeed. All right, guys, we're gonna turn it over to trivia and turn it over to Pete LePage.
Midtown Comics. Who would like a chance to win $25?
Just raise your hand.
$25. Right. Yes, you, sir. Come on down.
Come on, dude.
What's your name?
Matthew.
Matthew, audience. Audience, Matthew.
Hi, Matthew.
All right. Aw, behave. All right. So, that's a good point. Here's the gift card that you may win.
Yeah, give it back.
All right, Kate. Okay, cool. So today's trivia is on Quidditch for no apparent reason. Trust me, you're going to be all right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I know how it works.
You don't
okay.
do you? So Quidditch is a blank contact sport. Is it A, semi-contact, B, full contact, or C, a no muggle on muggle contact sport? So it's either A or B.
It's B, full contact.
You are correct. We found that out mere minutes ago. Okay, question two. Who is allowed to carry wooden clubs? Is it A, chasers? B, beaters? Or C, Captain Caveman? Out of all those, who do you think would carry a club, a chaser or a beater? Yes, that is correct.
Also Captain Caveman.
All right. Last one. Blurting refers to blocking broom handles. B, blocking a hoop. Or C, Homer Simpson speech patterns. So it's either A, which is the correct answer, or B.
A?
Oh my God. He did it, folks. Congratulations. $25. All right.
All right, guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
A lot of amazing things coming out next
week. You say that every week.
No, I don't. So Aquaman number 2 is coming out, which I never thought I'd be so geeked about, but I am.
Really?
Skelped is coming out, which is fantastic, and I'm sad it's winding up. And one more Vertigo thing I'm completely forgetting about.
I'm looking forward to DMZ.
Yes, that was it. Thank you.
If you haven't been reading, just happy to finish your thought. I was going to say Aquaman 2 as well. DMZ, great series from start to finish. It's just finishing up. It's the last arc. It's been a real great exploration of these characters.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited. The thing I'm actually most excited for is there's a manga coming out called Drops of God, which for any of you who know, it's not as crazy as that. Although it's actually more crazy. It's a wine manga, so it's all about wine appreciation. Yes. And it's one of the biggest things over in Asia right now. Completely.
In Asia?
Yes.
All of it?
Yeah, actually, completely dominating the charts.
Even
over there.
Sub-Asia?
Nope, not
sub-Asia. What about the Malaysian islands?
Not a fan. Huh? Anyway, it's supposed to be amazing, great, funny, really exciting, even if you don't care about wine at all. Finally, an English translation is coming out, so I'm really excited to pick that up.
Well, what happens in those books? Like, you're always talking about your tennis manga, your food manga. Are they just like, look at all this fun that these things are?
Why don't you try reading them?
I don't know. I don't know where they are in the store. I don't know how to find them.
Right as you walk in. The other thing I'm really excited about, Wolverine and the X-Men number 1 is coming out tomorrow. Yeah. Which I've actually read, and it's fantastic.
It's very good.
Really,
very
really excellent. Really fun. Even if you don't know anything about the X-Men, don't really care about the X-Men, totally new entry point. Really great. Really quirky. Definitely pick it up. Alex, what are you looking forward to?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Yes.
All right, there you go. You know what? Actually, I have looked around. As far as I can tell, there is no A Song of Ice and Fire rock. I might be wrong about that.
I was just
checked.
About to say, they need Game of Thrones rock bands now.
They have so many songs.
The Stark family could just be a band. You could have a battle of the bands between all the families. Yes.
All the lead singers would keep getting murdered. It would be terrible. It'd be new guys all the time.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah,
Plug some stuff. What should people check out?
Oh, our World Cup is coming up very soon, as I've mentioned. The event is on Randall's Island. You can take a bus there, you can drive there, there's a pedestrian footbridge, and there is a ferry.
And you can fly there on your broomstick.
Yes, you can fly there on your broomstick.
I'm sorry, was that condescending?
You can get tickets at worldcupquidditch.com. Mm-hmm. They're $12 for a day pass, $20 the weekend. That gets you all the games, all the music. There's going to be over 450 games of Quidditch squeezed into 2 days.
Wow.
9 fields at a time. And some of the nice folks from Pitt will be announcing the games.
They will.
The game was invented by my friend Xander, who is an improv comedian. So all of the matches are announced by improv comedians live right there. So they spend half as much time talking about what's happening on the field as they do making fun of the players.
Oh man, how can I get that gig?
You can drop us an email and you'll be in there. We have Eitan Levine in the audience here. He's our announcer coordinator.
Nice. Yeah.
Can I get up on that, Eitan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want
we actually.
Can I get in?
Yeah. I'll get
you. Yeah.
He seemed unsure.
He loves me.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. Can he commentate on the match? It's mostly about the chafing and the ball twang.
Look, I haven't seen chafing like that since 3 minutes ago when I saw that exact same chafing.
Wow. Perfect. Born natural.
Yeah. Am I out?
No.
Oh yeah, back in.
Ben, what are you looking forward to?
For the sake of a callback, I'm going to look at Catwoman, Guardian of Gotham, and I am going to come and come and come. Right there with my buddy JT.
Let me know when you're reading it.
That's great. We'll read it together over the phone.
Yeah. You guys got to do it at Joss Whedon's place. I'll be in the bush.
Yeah, cool. Should get him in on our Google Doc.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then you can listen to Cape Comedy Radio. I do a whole bunch of podcasts on there, and then I just stand up all around the city, so... it's always a good time.
All right, cool. Couple things before we go, guys. Next week, we have a gigantic show as we're celebrating Marvel's release of Shame Itself, number one, which is a comedy and comic spectacular. So we're going to have editor Tom Brennan is going to be on the show, and also comedians Elliot Kalin from The Daily Show, Victor Vernado from Comedy Central, and Sarah Benincasa from SiriusXM, and maybe a couple of other people.
More people than that?
Maybe more people
Big
than
show,
that.
Pete.
Wow, maybe I should
show
up for that.
You can please show up for that one. You can also check us out at comicbookclublive.com where we have podcasts and plenty more stuff. Pete, anything you want to plug?
Yes, friend us on Facebook so you can hear about all the amazing guests that we have on the show.
All right, a couple of people we want to thank before we go. We want to thank Alex for being on the show.
Yeah!
Ben!
Yeah!
Book Bad!
Book Bad!
But most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're here every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Please tell your friends good night!
Thanks, everybody!